The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our program. And as you know by now, in each episode we discuss the beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we try and explain them briefly as well. Alhamdulillah, the ulama of Islam have written numerous books on this topic, meaning the names of the Prophet alayhi salam, and some of them are in volumes as well. So the scholar who devoted more time to this field and to this topic, he was able to derive more and more beautiful points. Alhamdulillah, in this episode and in this series, this program, we are trying to mention some of those beautiful pearls that have been extracted by the ulama. And of course, keeping those names of the Prophet ﷺ out of love for him and with the intention of gaining barakah from those names, this is what believers do, alhamdulillah. And no doubt, the one who keeps the names of the Prophet ﷺ will definitely receive blessings with good intentions as well. But before we move on, just a clarification, and I have mentioned this before as well, not every name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be kept by us. Meaning when we name our child a name that matches the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has to be a name that is permissible to keep. Why? Because some names are exclusive and khas to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummati, a follower, a believer in Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, is not allowed or permitted to keep that particular name. So this is why it's necessary to always ask the ulama and obtain guidance before keeping a name. Now let's begin. The first name that we are going to discuss in this episode, this name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is Al-Batin. Al-Batin. And you may have realized that this is also a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the previous episodes we discussed how there are approximately 81 names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, which he has also granted to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one of those names, Al-Batin. Now, we've also clarified and discussed before that those names which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shares with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning is different. When we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that name, the meaning is something else. And when we refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning is something else. And this is very, very important to know to avoid any confusion. When we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the name Al-Batin, what does it mean? The ulama have said it refers to that haqiqah, that reality, which no creation is able to comprehend. Meaning it's impossible for creation to comprehend and know of that reality. This is what we mean when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Batin, that he is that haqiqah which none of creation can comprehend and come to know of. Yes, we can gain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his sifat, through his af'al, etc. But to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and to know him fully, this is not possible for creation. To the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he instructed us in a hadith, he said, لا تتفكروا في الله تتفكروا في خلق الله, meaning do not contemplate or ponder upon the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather contemplate on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as we just said, the sifat, the attributes of Allah, his actions, what he does in creation, inshallah we are to contemplate and ponder about these things, and these will lead to a greater recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we don't do, as per the hadith, we don't try and contemplate and ponder about the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So when we say Al-Batin, this is what we mean, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that haqiqah which the creation cannot comprehend fully. But when we refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the name Al-Batin, what does it mean? The ulama have explained that when we refer to the Prophet alayhi salam with the name Al-Batin, then the meaning is different. Alama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi in Al-Riyad al-Aniqa, he writes, وَكَانَ مَعْنَاهُ فِي حَقِّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلَّذِي لَا تُدْرَكُ غَايَةُ مَقَامِهِ وَعَظْمُ شَانِهِ. That when we refer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are saying that al-Batin, he is al-Batin. He is that blessed individual whose maqam, the peak of his maqam, the height of his maqam, and the greatness of his rank cannot be comprehended. أَلَّذِي لَا تُدْرَكُ غَايَةُ مَقَامِهِ وَعَظْمُ شَانِهِ. We cannot fully understand the level, the height, the extent of his maqam and the greatness of his shan, his rank. الَّذِي خَصَّهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهِ لِقَصْرِ الْعُقُولِ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. And we're talking about those excellences, that rank, that greatness, that maqam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified him with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified him with those ranks and those maqam, and that maqam. Why can he not do this? Why can the creation, or why can we not fully comprehend the Prophet alayhi salam? لِقَصْرِ الْعُقُولِ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Because our uqul, our intellects fall short in doing that. This is what Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, that al-batin refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we refer to the Prophet alayhi salam with al-batin, we mean that that individual whose maqam, the level of his maqam and the greatness of his rank cannot be understood. Why? Because our intellects fall short in doing that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with that rank, we cannot fully comprehend it. Now, the author of Qasida Burda Sharif, Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi, so beautifully has written this in his Qasida Burda. He says, A'wal wara fahmu ma'nahu falaysa yura lilqurbi walbu'di fihi ghayru munfahimi. Now, the overview, the meaning of this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a great rank that the intellects of people fall short in understanding that rank, in fully realizing and comprehending that rank. And how highly ranked is he? We will never understand in this world and in the hereafter as well. His ranks will be continuously raised. So this is not within human capability to find out. Rasulullah alayhi salam himself said that nobody knows my reality besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another beautiful couplet of his, Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, when we describe the Prophet alayhi salam's rank, then we left with no option but to say the following. He says, فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ. The pinnacle of knowledge that a human possesses in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that all they know of him is that he is bashar, he is a human being. We don't do inkar of this, that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was a human being. وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ. But from all the human beings, from the beginning of time until the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest from amongst all of them. All of Allah's creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. And he is the Khaliq. From all of his creation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest. And what does the Quran say about the rank of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, a verse of Surah Kahf, verse 109, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Allah Jalla wa Ala instructs his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that, O beloved, say, if the sea was made into ink in order to write the kalimat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ, the sea would perish, would finish, قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, before the kalimat of Allah perish. And we know that the kalimat of Allah will not perish, it will not cease. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even if we were to bring another sea like it, meaning even if you were to gather all the oceans and seas, turn them into ink to write the kalimat of Allah, you will not be able to do so. The kalimat of Allah will not cease and will not finish. But what are the kalimat of Allah? Subhanallah, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlawi rahmatullahi alayhi, in Madarij al-Nubuwa, he writes that the kalimat of Allah refer to the fadail and kamalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The excellences, the virtues, the greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the Prophet alayhi salam, that is what kalimat refer to. Meaning, if all the seas were ink and you began writing the excellences of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ink would finish. You will not be able to write and enumerate the excellences of the Prophet alayhi salam. They are so great in number. And in fact, they will always continue until Qiyamah. And even in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously bless the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with more and more excellences. This is what the ulama have written in the commentary of this verse. And then we know in Surah Duha verse 4 as well, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى, that every coming moment, O beloved, is better for you than the preceding moment. And here the ulama have also mentioned a beautiful point, that the previous excellence we have not fully understood or comprehended. As humans, we can't do that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows another blessing and excellence upon the Prophet alayhi salam. And this will continue. Even in Jannah, the blessings of this verse will be apparent for the Prophet alayhi salam, that every coming moment will be better than the previous moment. Every imminent blessing that he will receive and excellence that he will receive will be better than the previous one as well. Subhanallah. This is his rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from head to toe, if you look at the physical features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at his characteristics, we look at his manner of speech, we look at his humbleness, we look at his akhlaq and dealing with people, we look at every single quality of his, subhanallah, time will finish. We will not be able to enumerate a list those beautiful qualities. Whether it's his beautiful bodily features, whether it's his beautiful face, his noble countenance, whether it's his blessed arms, whatever you do, and however much you give time to this, you will not be able to enumerate the excellences of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They will not cease, they will not come to an end. And this is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma so beautifully said, Tere to wasf aibe tanahi se hain bari, Tere to wasf aibe tanahi se hain bari, Hairan hoon mere shah, main kya kya kahun tujhe. Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your qualities, your attributes, your excellences, they are free. They are devoid of the defect of ending. Because when we look at creation, it doesn't matter who you look at, if you look at some upright member of your community, somebody who has many achievements, you will start praising him, you will mention one excellence, two excellences, three excellences. There'll come a time where you won't be able to express anything else. Meaning, the qualities in that person are limited and they're restricted to a certain number. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman is saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your qualities, they have no ending. There is no cease. Meaning, your qualities will not cease at all. They continue and continue, and they will do that. They will perpetuate. So it doesn't matter how much time we spend, or how long we spend, or how many people gather to write the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will always fall short. Meaning, your qualities are free from that aib of ending. Now, this is an aib, a defect, if we were to ponder. This is a defect, that this person has 100 qualities, not 101. This person has 1,000 qualities and not any more. So this is a defect, that your qualities ending. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman Singh, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your qualities will never end. Hairan hoon mere shah, kya kya kahun tujhe? What can I say regarding you? What superlative? We don't possess the superlatives to praise you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot do justice to praising you, subhanallah. And how does Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma ends? He says, Lekin raza ne khatme sukhan is pe kar diya, khalik ka banda khalq ka aqa kahun tujhe. Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't have the power, the ability to enumerate all your excellences. Why? Because they're never ending. But I will finish my speech. I will finish my speech. I will conclude by saying, Khaliq ka banda. You are the chosen slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalq ka aqa kahun tujhe. And you are the master of creation. You are the best in creation and the leader in creation. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the best of creation, having all of these beautiful traits and characteristics, having all of these beautiful qualities, this was witnessed by the Sahaba on a daily basis. Subhanallah. They saw the outer beauty, the inner beauty, they saw everything of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were lost in his love. They were captivated by his beauty, by his excellence and his greatness. And every time they would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would provide coolness to their eyes. And let me narrate to you a very profound, powerful hadith that Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu ta'ala an, and there's another sahabi regarding whom this hadith is narrated as well, that they entered the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion and they were full of grief. They were sorrowful and they were concerned. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what is the matter? What is wrong? Why are you so worried? Why are you so concerned? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are in our homes. Whenever we are in our homes and we want to provide coolness to our eyes, whenever we're worried or concerned, then what do? We come to your noble court. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come to you. We gaze upon your beautiful countenance, your beautiful face, and that is enough to take all our worries away. Alhamdulillah, whenever we feel any worry, we come to you, we see you, we look upon you, all of that worry and grief is removed. But one thing is worrying us, that this is the case in the worldly life, that we live in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, we share this beautiful land with you, you are in the same city as us, and we are honored by that, and we are able to come to your noble court. But we're thinking in the Akhirah, inshallah, when we enter Jannah based on our Iman. In Jannah, you will be in such a high rank, a lofty rank with the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And obviously, we won't be in that same maqam as you, in that same rank as you. We are ummatis, we are humble followers of you. What's going to happen in Jannah? We're going to be deprived of your beautiful vision. We're not going to be able to gaze upon you like we do in this world. We're not going to be able to see you. This is what is worrying us. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, that they are worried that they'll be deprived of my vision in Jannah, he adopted silence. And then a beautiful verse of the Quran was revealed. And this verse, subhanAllah, it brings delight and joy to the heart of every believer, every true believer and lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the verse? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. That whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then those people will be with those who Allah has favored. And who has Allah favored? من النبيين, the prophets. والصديقين, the truthful, the highest ranking awliya. والشهداء, the martyrs. والصالحين, and the righteous. And how beautiful companions are they. Meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that if you obey Allah and His Messenger, you will be with the Anbiya, you will be with the Siddiqeen, you will be with the Shuhada, and you will be with the Salihin. And I am a Prophet of Allah. This is what the Prophet alaihi wasallam is saying. I am a Prophet of Allah. You will be with me and you will not be deprived of my vision in Jannah. Subhanallah. So look, dear viewers, look at the thinking of the Sahaba. They were thinking about the Akhirah all the time. They were thinking about Jannah and being with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was the in'am, the gift that they received, this glad tiding that yes, you will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now apart from this, if we look, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beautiful in creation, the most handsome, and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his features, subhanallah. Subhanallah, what can be said? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi actually states that this was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was his compassion, that the full beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not revealed to creation. For if it was, they would not be able to bear that beauty. They did not have the power to see that true beauty and the full beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi states, لَمْ يُظْهِرِ اللَّهُ تَمَامَ حُسْنِهِ رِفْقًا لَنَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal His full beauty, complete beauty to us, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, rifqan lana, out of compassion and mercy for us, subhanallah. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed such beauty that the human eye, the human being, did not possess the strength to fully gaze upon, subhanallah. This is how beautiful the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So, we were discussing the name Al-Batin, that when it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a different meaning, that it is that haqiqah that no one in creation can fully comprehend. And when it refers to the Prophet ﷺ, it means that individual whose maqam, whose rank and status, the height and the extent of his status cannot be understood by humans because our intellect shortfall in doing that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed blessed him with a great maqam and rank, but we'll never be able to fully comprehend that. So this was the name Al-Batin. Another name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Al-Bayyina. And this is the name of a surah in part 30 of the Quran. And Al-Bayyina means Al-Hujjatul Wadiha, a clear proof. And this is another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a proof in which there is no doubt. For example, the sun, when you look at the sun, there's no doubt that it is the sun. And in Arabic, they say, Adhar min ash-shams. that something is clearer than the sun, to show that that is even more clear than the sun. The sun is clear already, but this thing is more clear, more evident than the sun. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hujjatun wadiha, clear proof. And that is the meaning of al-bayyina. And al-bayyina, one of the names of the Prophet alaihi wasallam that the ulama have taken from the Quran and extracted from the Quran, because the wahdaniyah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no greater proof upon that oneness than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah Bayyina, Allah jalla wa ala states, لَمْ يَكُونِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. That those who disbelieved from the people of the book and the mushrikeen, none of them became distant until a clear sign came to them. حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. And who was that clear sign? رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, a messenger from Allah, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. So he is a clear sign for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, fortunate those who believed in him then, and fortunate are those who believe in him now, and who will do so until Qiyamah as well. So this was another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Bayyina. We will stop there inshallah until the coming episode, where we will discuss more names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of Rasulullah alayhi salam, and protect and preserve each and every one of us. Amin bijahin Nabi al-Amin sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet.